two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Spurgeon said, "Christ will be master of the heart, and sin must be mortified. If your life is unholy, then your heart is unchanged, and you are unsaved. The Savior will sanctify His people, renew them, give them a hatred of sin and a love of holiness. The grace that does not make a man better than others is a worthless counterfeit. Christ saves His people, not in their sins, but from their sins. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord." Many profess Christ as Savior, but deny Him as their Lord. If Jesus is not on the throne of your life, then He is still on the cross for you. Partial obedience is not obedience at all. It's easy to single out, receive, and practice parts of the Christian faith, which may not oppose the lust of our hearts, but we are called to righteousness and to be overcomers. A Christian with an unchanged heart is not a Christian. The very person of Christ comes to live in us when we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many manifestations, but one of the most important ways the Spirit helps us in our daily walk is in revealing to us the divine will of God. The Holy Spirit gives us the very mind of God and will lead us in a holy walk if we do not allow our flesh to quench it. Paul said, "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord that He will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You see, we must be born again. We have experienced a natural birth, but to see the kingdom, we must be born of the Spirit. When we are born of the Spirit, we receive a new nature, a divine and holy nature. Spurgeon said, "Watch constantly against those things which are thought to be no temptations. The most poisonous serpents are found where the sweetest flowers grow. Cleopatra was poisoned by an asp that was brought to her in a basket of fair flowers."
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.